So it's Sunday today, and I thought that I would do a video off the back of a previous video that I did about why you should join the military. And it made me think that whilst looking at a lot of the comments and so on, as you'd expect, a lot of the comments are making noises about how, like, why would I die for my country? Why would I support my government in illegal wars? And a lot of these points are absolutely valid points. They're not things that you can just sort of blow off. These are things that are really important points, but they're actually missing the point of my particular opinion. My opinion and what I want to impress upon you guys is that there is a greater reason for doing this. It is not about the government. It is about you. It's about you being able to develop yourself into a person that is beautiful and extraordinary in whatever way that might mean. The road to becoming more is a road that is difficult. Work is hard. Suffering is often necessary. A lot of the comments against joining the military are related to essentially the bullshit, chaos and destruction, the mess that is around us. I want to run through why, just briefly, why the West is sick, but also why there's cause for optimism within this. Not just optimism, but something quite extraordinary. The West it's not something that is just in the shit. The West is essentially not even something that can be revived at this point. What's happened is that it's dead. We've killed it. It's already gone. The world that we live in, the country that we live in the UK, or if you're in the US, you'd be more than aware of just the complete degradation of many of the cities. And it's easy to, and not wrong, to blame the politics over this, whether it's in the UK, 14 years of Tory rule, etc. Also in the US, the cities that tend to be most in the shit are Democrat-run cities and so on. It's not wrong to blame these. But there is also a much bigger situation that has been going on for some time. And this bigger situation is kind of coming to an end. What we are experiencing is this kind of stinking corpse of the West. It's not something that can be revived, in my opinion. What can happen is that it can be renewed. And this renewal of what it means is critically important. This renewal is dependent on young people. It's dependent especially on young men. Young men that have been rejected, been told that they are toxic, been shat on at every opportunity in movies and in culture and the media in general. These young men are the answer. They are the people that will create a new future, a new identity, a new set of values. And these values will be values, I hope, that are based on, in many ways, very ancient values. They are values of excellence. They are values of optimism. They are values of growth and beauty. When we look around, outside, we see this disastrous situation. Everything is just a mess. Literally everything, to a point, is a mess. The police, the civil service, the roads, the NHS, the education system, everything is broken. The system has become a cancer that is so deep and so broad that it's infected ever-increasing areas of our lives. The loss of our freedom of speech, and in some cases, like during COVID, the freedom of our movement. Different opinions are demonized. Our thought is something that the government wishes to control. And if the West is to re-emerge from the situation that we've gotten ourselves into, it needs not just to be revived, but to be renewed. I've noticed that over the last few years, there's been this massive acceleration in interest in what the current culture would call far-right ideas, and which is just completely insane, because these are ideas that are often ideas around individualism, ideas about the importance. There's a massive understanding of the importance of freedom of speech, freedom of debate, being able to express your opinions. And these are not far-right ideas. These are core Western ideas from the deep past, from essentially the foundational principles of Greek and Hellenic culture. One of the big reasons for the collapse in the West is actually Christianity. For 1,000 years, it served us extremely well. Christianity has been one of the most, if not the most, extraordinary cultural force in all of human history. The success that we've gained from Christianity has created a world for us in the West that has been extraordinarily successful. And this success has led to increased cooperation and increased comfort in the world that we live in. And this, on the face of it, of course, is a good thing. What's happened over time is that governments that are informed by Christianity and Christian ethics have led to a situation where this core assumption that all men are equal in the eyes of God has led to the worshipping of equality in all of its forms. When you have a culture that believes that everybody is equal in the eyes of God, you have a culture that is accepting. It's accepting of everybody, everywhere, all of the time. The problem is that all men are not created equal. We're not equal. Inequality is the norm. There is no equality in nature. It is not natural. Inequality is what matters. Inequality is actually what drives progress and forward movement. Equality is something that benefited Christianity and popularized Christianity, caused all of the cohesion required for the success that the West has reaped. But in a global economy, in a global society, this idea has become poisonous. It has become a poisonous idea. It has created a culture in the West that has propagated ideas of equality that are destroying us. These are difficult things to reconcile with excellence. There are winners and there are losers. Nature loves the best. Nature does not reward the weak. We are not equal. Some people are better than other people. This isn't an opinion, it's just a simple statement of fact. Nature doesn't care what you feel like. Nature cares about what works. These ethical assumptions about people have led this enormous structure all around us just to grow more and more. And so now we're in a situation where the scale of the structure that we've built has become so burdensome and so enormous that it infringes on nearly every aspect of our lives. And it's become stifling to humans. The increase in safety across every possible area has retarded ourselves and our children. It's retarded our society. There's no need for community anymore because the government takes care of things. The government has replaced God in many ways. People look to the government to solve every possible problem. It's become this enormous, toxic, cancerous tumor that is eating away at the heart of our families, our communities, and our society. Government is the ultimate poison pill. We're told that humans are somehow bad, that we are this kind of weird parasite on the earth. We're not, as if we're not part of the natural world, that we're responsible for its downfall, that we're responsible for the climate change, that the air that we breathe, the carbon dioxide created from your existence, is a poison that you're spitting out onto the planet. This is some crazy, insane shit. These ideas need to be absolutely and unequivocally rejected, thrown away, squashed under your feet. It is a disgusting, inhuman, and unethical, immoral way to see ourselves, each other, and our society. Nietzsche said that God is dead. Government has replaced God in many ways, but it is an empty and hollow God, with no meaning, with no larger project, with no vision. It is a hollow and empty void. It's nihilistic. That's why when we look around us, all we see is technocrats increasingly bureaucratizing every possible part of our lives. That's why we have buildings that are just inhumanely ugly. That's why we have art that is just shit. That's why we have music that is ugly. We have a nihilistic, empty and hollow culture. Who wants to revive that? Is that reviving anything? Is that what the West stands for? There is no God anymore. No big man in the sky. There is a requirement, an opportunity for a new, deeper foundational project and understanding of what it means to be human and what it means for Western culture. Man is a rope stretched across an abyss between his animalistic instincts and the Übermensch. You are the rope. You are the rope stretched across this abyss. The abyss are the challenges and the chaos of our lives. This abyss creates the necessary ingredients for us to be able to face them and move from one side to the other, towards being something great and something extraordinary, what Nietzsche called the Übermensch. Your job, your prime directive, your spiritual goal is to impose your will upon the world, to accumulate power, to use the ingredients of the chaos that comes from the abyss in order to become better tomorrow than you are today, to create something new, not just of yourself, but then in the wider world around us, to overcome your animal desires for safety and comfort, to create something new, to create something better, to create something closer to excellence, something closer to the best. Jocko Willink talks about this, neatly summarized with his idea of being on the path. Are you on the path? Are you doing jiu-jitsu? Are you getting up in the morning? Are you working out? Are you bettering yourself? Are you on the path? This path towards excellence is, in many ways, the answer to the problem of God being dead. Nietzsche's idea of the Übermensch is something that might seem very far away, but we have gotten rid of the idea of God, of this higher purpose, but now we're left alone floating around on this little planet, and it needs to be renewed with a new idea, with an idea that is rational and logical, an idea that can be accepted amongst people without having to believe in some big magical man in the sky. When we're freed from the idea of God and all of the baggage that comes along with it, and we understand that actually we're at this kind of weird crossroads where it's possible for us, little us, to actually inch our way forwards to becoming almost godlike. It is possible for us to do it. And it's not something that needs to be done in a way that is in a bastardized transhumanist type fashion. It's something that is informed by thousands of years of mythology, of Hellenic tradition, even going back far, far before the biblical stories, the epics of Gilgamesh, much of Western culture, the foundational stories and myths of Western culture are actually about this sense of renewal, this sense of overcoming, this sense of being able that humans have this potential within us, this seed of godliness within us. We've been shackled up until now with having to look to an external God that exists in another world, in heaven that looks down upon us, that maybe one day we'll get to go to this big 5-star hotel in the sky if we do the right thing, if we are moral and upright. Instead, what we can do is that it is possible for us to move forwards ourselves and inch closer toward becoming what it is that we're meant to become. And that is excellent, and that is beautiful, and that is right. There was a fantastic book by Ryan Holiday, The Obstacle is the Way. The obstacle is the way. The abyss that we are stretched over is the answer to us improving and getting better. A reframing of this means saying yes to difficulty, saying yes to hardship, saying yes to risk. It means saying yes to life. That's what growth and development feels like. Growth and development does not feel like sitting on your ass playing Xbox. Growth and development does not feel like stuffing your face with shit food. Growth and development does not feel like you being comfortable in the same temperature, getting 3 square meals a day. That's not what growth feels like. Growth feels like effort and hardship. That effort and hardship was reframed with the Stoic idea of amor fati. Love your fate. Love the abyss. The abyss provides the ingredients that is required for you and only you to become better. The obstacle is the way. It is the answer. Pretending that this is not the case retards your ability to be all you can be. It is a denial of what it's possible for you to become. It is spitting in the face of nature. There seems to be something deeply wrong with this. This blaming, this victimization. It's kind of disgusting when you see it from this perspective. The problems can be reframed as an opportunity to become better, to move closer across the rope from being an animal towards something extraordinary. A lot of people are overwhelmed by the idea of the Übermensch. This is an impossible thing to achieve. And that's kind of the point. The Übermensch is an ideal concept of an ideal human. It is an idealization of what it's possible to become as a human. Much like Greek statues that we see, these beautiful, extraordinary physiques with their nobility and grace and elegance. These are almost impossible things. The reason why they look so extraordinary is because they are extraordinary. The road towards the Übermensch is something that may take many, many generations, but it is something that is happening. It is happening. Humanity, certainly in the West, we are not going backwards where we increasingly embrace the idea of there being a magical man in the sky and that life when we die is better. Instead, what we need is to understand the reality that this God is dead, and this is not a bad thing. There are good things, new things, vital things that will come from this. And we will move in this direction away from the concept of a magical God towards something that is actually realizable at some point in the future. Our job is to move slowly along that rope towards the Übermensch, towards something extraordinary. Because ultimately, of course, we are the future and we make the world the way it is. There is deep meaning in these ideas. There is an enormous responsibility that we hold on our shoulders when we begin to comprehend and understand where we are. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to each of us to not just accept, but to embrace this responsibility and to take it upon ourselves to develop and move forward along that rope over the abyss towards something that is extraordinary. This is something that we can do. This is something that is increasingly in the minds of young people today. The massive growth of physical culture, of health, of nutrition, these increasingly beautiful bodies that are being born, molded by force of will in gyms, on running tracks, in the hills. The work of people like Alex Huberman, people like Jocko Willink, the ideas and practices of people like Wim Hof, this exposure to difficulty, this willingness to seek out, to do things that are uncomfortable, to suffer willingly. These things create what we used to call character. The development of character is the road towards the Übermensch. This is our purpose. This is our goal. This is the right thing for us to do. We may not achieve it within ourselves in our lifetimes, but what we can achieve is that we can inch along, we can move the needle in the right direction. This direction towards excellence, the direction towards beauty, the direction towards something extraordinary. In order to do this, it might take many generations, it may take hundreds of years, but by virtue of our existence, by virtue of our willingness to go into suffering, to develop character, we're able to influence the rest of the world, our friends, our community, our family. These are not small things. These things result in massive social change. In order to achieve this, on a practical basis, today, right here, right now, requires the rejection of certain things that are assumptions in our culture today. You need to reject the idea that government is the answer. You need to reject the idea that the herd, the group, is right. You need to embrace the idea of individuality and individual responsibility. You need to reject ugliness in art, in architecture, in everything that you see around you. You need to notice beauty. You need to understand that beauty is good. You need to use these things to clarify and clean all of the bullshit that has been pumped into us as being normal. These things are not normal. You need to reject being a victim, and you need to reject the idea of equality. Equality is not natural. Inequality is natural. There is no equality amongst people. Some of us are better than others. There is a saying that I think about very often, and that is that the future has already happened. It's just not evenly distributed. A lot of people may listen to this and think this is all a bit mad and hyperbolic, but it's not. There are large numbers of people that have a strong sense that there is something wrong on a very deep foundational level with the way that we are living. And the ideas of personal betterment, the ideas that it's possible for humans to become something quite extraordinary, is deeply satisfying. Reach upwards, reach towards something better. That reaching feels like work. It can be fearful, it can be uncomfortable, but there is beauty in doing that. It's bold, it's courageous, it's determination. These are the things that are the defining features of a new, better culture, of something that has meaning, not just for us personally, but for our families, for our children, and their children. The project of our lives is to be better, and ideally to have children who are better than we are, and so on, as we move towards ultimately becoming the Übermensch.